This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Delighted to have you with me and my terrific producer, Calvin, this afternoon for the next 2 hours. My name is Jim Santel, and I am sitting in for Maggie, who is away doing other business, important business today. I'm going to be your host on the Maggie Dawn Show, both this hour and next hour, sitting in for Maggie, talking about many of the same issues animated her and you as well in recent days. Let me tell you a little bit about our plan for this hour and next hour as well. It includes you, of course, as it always does, and that includes your inquiries, your questions, your comments, your perspectives coming in here to the broadcast stations of Civic Media. That phone number is 855-752-4842. The easy way, Calvin reminds me, to remember that is 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Soliciting, as always, your questions, your inquiries, your comments. And Calvin also reminds me routinely that you can also drop those into the Civic Media app and be in touch with us in that way as well. Delighted, as always, to have you being a part of our discussion that includes many timely things this afternoon, including the fact that we gather here in America, in places throughout our nation, cities, villages, towns, counties, states, our nation as a whole, celebrating, observing Veterans Day, and we're going to spend a good deal of time in the first segments of our first hour here on the Maggie Dawn Show talking about Veterans Day, the history of it, why it's meaningful, and offering a couple of personal insights into my own connection with veterans who are so important not only to the present life and livelihood of the United States of America, but also have given us life and livelihood throughout the 248 years of our history. We'll talk about the history of Veterans Day and why it's meaningful to us as it is this year, every single year. Then we're going to go back into some of the relevant news of the recent days. When I was on Maggie's show just last Thursday, we talked about the status of these four criminal cases, yes, still pending as of now, against Donald Trump, recently elected by the people of America to serve as the next president of the United States of America. What's the status of those? Maggie and I began to talk about those on Thursday of last week. A couple of amendments, a couple of additions, not changes in our reporting, but things that supplement that reporting from just last Thursday, things that have happened in the wake of our discussion about those four cases, two of them state premised, two of them federally premised. We'll chat about where all those cases are, some things that happened late last week, something that's going to happen tomorrow in one of those cases that also prompts all of us to be attentive to the news and specifically to jurisprudence in America. We're going to talk about those cases as well and then move on into some other news stories in the areas of law and regulation and courts and the administration of justice that have been happening even as we continue to think about, ponder the results of the election of 6 days ago, electing Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States of America, other things going on in other courts, in other tribunals, in other ways that are also going to affect not only the days just ahead, but frankly, the coming administration as well. In many ways, tendrils emanating from these various news events. We're going to talk about six or seven of those that have also been going on that animate the news here in America and beyond. All of that here on the Maggie Dawn Show. My name once again, Jim Santel, sitting in, delighted, honored to sit in on behalf of Maggie today, but also continuing her wonderful tradition of inviting your participation in our broadcast this afternoon, this hour, and also next hour. Let us begin this hour with a recognition and observance of Veterans Day. It is November 11th, 2024. It was originally known, as all of you know, I suspect, as Armistice Day. We honor today the military veterans of all of our United States Armed Forces. Indeed, President and the Vice President doing just that, the first time that they appeared in public just earlier today in Washington, D.C., recognizing again these tremendous contributions that veterans, both living and dead, have made to the safety and security of our nation, a nation that we continue to abide by in terms of the fundamental truths for which they fought, for which they continue to serve on our behalf to this day, coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, commemorated in other countries, also marking the end, basically, of World War I. Let's talk about where Veterans Day comes from. On November 11th of 1919, President Woodrow Wilson issued a major message, a major communication to the people of our nation on the first Armistice Day. He wrote this. He said, he expressed what he felt about what the day means to Americans, should mean continuing to us to this day. He said, a year ago today, our enemies laid down their arms in accordance with an armistice which rendered them impotent to renew hostilities and gave to the world an assured opportunity to reconstruct its shattered order and to work out in peace a new and more just set of international alliances, those alliances that fought and endured for more civilization against the aggression of armed forces, something that happened again a year earlier. Woodrow Wilson went on to talk about the splendid forgetfulness of mere personal focus when sometimes we focus on financial resources or the significant things that animate our lives personally and, in fact, overlook from time to time the importance of recognizing where all those come from, how they're premised upon a nation that is safe and secure based upon the things that our veterans have done. To us in America, he said, the reflection of Armistice Day are all important. We recognize, he said, the heroism of those who died in the country's service and who continue to live to this day to tell the stories of those excursions, those defenses on behalf of our nations, free nations in the world, including the United States of America. That was Woodrow Wilson on 1919, one year after the establishment of the first so-called Armistice Day. Of course, it recognizes the cessation, the formal cessation of hostilities in the immediate aftermath of World War I, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, recognized by President Woodrow Wilson at that time. The United States Congress adopted a resolution then in 1926, June 4th of 1926, requesting that President Calvin Coolidge issue annual proclamations calling for the observance of November 11th with appropriate ceremonies. The Congress did that, calling upon the president to issue those proclamations, which presidents have done ever since then. A congressional act was approved on May 13th of 1938, making November 11th in each year a legal holiday, a day the observance was going to did, in fact, and was going to be forthwith a day dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be thereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. That was in 1938. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks, W-E-E-K-S, from Birmingham, Alabama, had this terrific idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans and not just those who died in World War I. Weeks led a delegation to General Dwight Eisenhower, who supported the idea of a National Veterans Day at that time. And Weeks led that first national celebration in 1947 in Alabama, his home state, and annually until his death in 1985. President Reagan, in fact, honored Weeks at the White House with a Presidential Citizenship Medal in 1982. And made that the driving force of that observance in that year. Elizabeth Dole, who prepared the briefing for President Reagan at the time, said that Weeks was the father of Veterans Day. A U.S. representative, his name is Ed Reese, from Emporia, Kansas, presented a bill establishing the holiday through Congress. President Dwight Eisenhower, also from Kansas, as you know, signed that bill into law on May 26 of 1954. It had been 8.5 years since Weeks held his first Armistice Day celebration for all veterans. Congress amended that bill on June 1 of 1954, replacing the word armistice with veterans, and it has been known as Veterans Day ever since that time. Significantly, there's a National Veterans Award created in 1954. Reese received the first National Veterans Award in Birmingham, Alabama. Of course, we continue to observe the important contributions that veterans, living and dead, have made to the safety, the security, the very breadth, the fabric, the geography of our nation ever since. Veterans Day 2024, a time when we think once again about those significant sacrifices, the continuing contributions that veterans of all varieties make to our life and our livelihood, including those in public service, many of those in the United States Congress, in the Senate and the Assembly houses around our states, in various county positions, in state positions, in municipal and town and village positions, all of those continuing their public service, many others now in private service, likewise continuing their support of this institution, this grand experiment we call the United States of America. We celebrate what they have done, what they will do going forward on this Veterans Day of 2024. We also gather today on Veterans Day to recognize that because of what they did, we continue to live to this day in a world, in a country, 50 states and territories around the planet, where courts and justice is meted out, where presidents engage in behaviors of various kinds that result in executive orders to make our country better. And we're going to spend some time in the next segments talking about some of those recent activities in the courts and beyond on this Veterans Day of 2024 here on The Maggie Dawn Show.
One burning into flames.